1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Everybody, and welcome to True Stories of Tinseltown, and I hope all's well and everybody's doing great. We have a really, really fun guest today. Her name is Lisa Iannucci, and we're going to talk about her book, On Location, A Film and TV Lover's Travel Guide. So hello, Lisa. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Good. It's a pleasure. And boy, you have so much stuff. You do a podcast called Real Travels, which we'll link up and talk about later. And you also have this website. I wonder why you call it this, The Virgin Traveler.
I have gotten so many funny looks when I mentioned the name of the website. And the reason why it's called The Virgin Traveler is because when I was younger, I always had these aspirations to travel and to kind of be almost like a nomad and get out there and do as much as I could. And, you know, life kind of takes you in a different direction. And I didn't do as much as I really wanted to. I did a little bit of traveling and then I got married. I had three children, and then we did a little more traveling, but then unfortunately, my husband had passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And the kids were really little, you know, so I was busy raising them, and we did some traveling. We did the Disney stuff and the Vermont teddy bear stuff, and yeah. We did all those kind of little trips. But I never really did the big traveling that I wanted to do. So when the kids got older, I told them, you know, I'm going to finally go out and do this traveling that I want to do. And I felt like I was doing it all for the first time. And I felt like a virgin. So
I love
it. I say to somebody at dinner one day, I said, I feel like a virgin when it comes to traveling. And I went, Virgin Traveler.
It's perfect. It's certainly eye-catching and thought-provoking. What does she mean by that? What? But you've got a lot of great stuff on that. I just want to say something. The Galapagos Islands? What's that? Galapagos.
Galapagos?
Oh, I always wanted to go there. But, you know, I saw the documentary on Netflix from years ago when those people did that, and also a book from that woman. That's an amazing story. It should be a movie, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So what, Lisa, made you decide to write this book?
Well, whenever I did start to go traveling, I always looked for something related to film and TV because I've loved film and TV since I was pretty much born. I mean, I always wanted to be involved in the industry. Always wanted to, was always watching television, always watching films. So when I finally started to travel, I started thinking about that I wanted to do things tied into film locations or something related to a film or a movie. So like, for example, a couple of years ago, I went to Jamestown, New York, because, you know, when you listen to I Love Lucy and she talks about being born and raised in Jamestown, she really was. Lucille Ball really was born and raised in Jamestown. So about several, I want to say less than a decade ago, they started this Lucy Comedy Fest there. And it's held every August. And ever since I heard about it, I wanted to go because they would have these vitamin of Vegemin. you know, you could make your own commercial and you could package candies like she did and stomp grapes.
I'd love to stomp grapes.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Did you stomp grapes?
I stomped grapes with my husband, who actually put the skirt on and put the thing on and got into the barrel next to me.
How adorable.
And stomped grapes. And it was so much fun. And it was like a dream come true watching the show for so long when, you know, when I was growing up. And so every time I go somewhere, I try to find something film or TV related. So I started doing that. And then I became a writer for a website, a travel website. And then little by little, I started writing things for that travel website. And all of this information was starting to come to my desk. And I realized that there's not a lot of places that put it all into one book or one website for people to go find all these things. So I was hearing about museums I never heard of before and conferences and conventions I never heard of before and rides you could take, all these different things. And I thought they were super cool. So I thought, you know what, I think I have enough here for a book. And I started kind of compiling everything and realized I did. So it's a combination of my research and my own experiences.
How many places did you go to? Because that's on my list, to go to Jamestown in August. Because I love Lucy. I used to collect stuff. How many of the places did you go?
I've gone to a good amount. Like I can't off top of my head think of like exactly a number, but I've been to quite a few. Like when I went to California, I went to the Walt Disney Family Museum, mm-hmm. In San Francisco, which was amazing. I mean, I'm a big kid at heart, so I love the animation stuff. So seeing that to me and seeing some of the original things from Walt Disney himself was just mind-boggling to me. I'm actually heading out to New Mexico later this year to do the Breaking Bad tour because wow. That's on my list. That's one of the things I haven't done on the list. I've gone to the Lou Costello Memorial Park. I found that as a fluke in New Jersey. I was actually heading to Atlantic City. You know, I knew that Lou Costello always talked about being a part of New Jersey, and you know, I knew that they probably had something for him, but I didn't know that there was this park. And you know, it's in Paterson, New Jersey, and I just happened to be driving down to Atlantic City, and I saw Paterson, New Jersey, and I said, "Oh wow, I wonder if they have anything." So I got off of the exit and went to a little park, a little national park there. So we went to the national park because we collect national park stamps. And I asked them, "Do you have anything?" And right behind them was the map of the Lou Costello Memorial Park, which was right down the street from this national park. I couldn't get back in the car fast enough to go down to this park and take this selfie with a Lou Costello statue. To me, again, I grew up watching Abbott and Costello.
I love Abbott and Costello. They're fab.
Who died? I mean, they were so funny, and I'm thrilled that they at least honored him, and they have this park and this statue. This particular day I was there, they were even doing a museum exhibit at the Paterson Museum, so I got to see a lot of his family memorabilia, uh-huh. A lot of things that he made for his kids. It was just so awesome. You know, it's a great experience to get to see kind of behind the scenes stuff that they collect.
And sort of get to know them, who they are, rather than the celebrity. You know, you get a little behind the scenes of that as a human being.
You do. And that's why I like a lot of this stuff, because when I went to Jamestown, and I actually they do a bus tour where you go around Jamestown, you see all the different places that Lucille Ball either went to school or the house that she was raised in. People live in there now, but you get to drive by and kind of see exactly who she was before she became this amazing legend. And it just kind of, oh, and they also have her grave site. And yes, believe it or not, I cried. I went to the grave site. She has been my idol, my icon, my everything, whole life. And I got to the grave site and I literally just started crying. But they become people versus just what you see on television.
Yeah, they became like our friends, especially mm-hmm. when you're children and you're watching them. And, you know, they used to have these on when we came home from school, now Lucy's still on anywhere and everywhere you can find her, but, you know, they become friends. It's like you know them. So, yeah, I would have cried, I'm sure, at Lucy's thing. I remember how sad I was the day she died. I bawled my head off. I really did.
You and me both. And I don't really cry over celebrities, but it took me a while to get over that one because, you know, when I was a kid, my mom was a single mom. She was raising us and, you know, life wasn't always easy. So she was my escape. That show was my escape.
I know exactly what you mean. I 100% mm-hmm. relate. You know what? Another thing I want to do, because there's, of course, a lot of good stuff in California and in LA, the Alfred Hitchcock walking tour. I would love to do that.
I was in San Francisco. I had an opportunity to do that. And my suggestion is, I can't remember which movie they tell you to watch ahead of time.
The Birds?
I think it's Vertigo. So before you do it that you watch Vertigo, because what you see on the trip will relate to Vertigo. So you'll have a better connection on the tour if you watch that movie ahead of time.
Did you go to the Hollywood Museum? I'd love to go there.
I have not. I actually am going to be having them on my podcast down the road a bit. I have not been there. And, you know, it's hard. This is the fun part, though. It's like I've been to a good portion of what's in my book, mm-hmm. but I still have a lot to see and I'm still uncovering a lot. So, like, my goal now that the book is out, is whatever I haven't been to, my goal is now to get to and to kind of take that picture of me holding the book going, I was here.
That's
not every
great.
Travel writer gets a chance to go to every single place
not.
That's in your book. It's hard.
But your book is good because it gives you descriptions about it. And, I mean, the museum sounds fabulous. They have all this great stuff there. The Shining, I'd love to go there. The Stanley Hotel, that is someplace I'd like to go on that. Is it like a tour or an overnight? Do you spend the night there?
You can take a tour of the hotel and, you know, like on your own and walk around. But the whole idea with the hotel is that people always want to book that particular room that, you know, kind of gave Stephen King the inspiration for this book that led to the movie. I am a wimp and I am scared to death of The Shining.
I love it, though.
Fact, my husband stuck his head out of the window the other day because we just happened to be talking about The Shining, and he imitated
Jack.
You know, he imitated Jack at the window, and I was so mad. Like, get back inside, you're creeping me out. That's I'm a wimp. I'm not into horror stuff, even though I mentioned some horror things in the book. You know, because they of course deserve some recognition and respect for the impact that they've had on the industry.
Oh, so many people love them.
Oh, yeah. I'm not me.
I was the first time I saw The Shining, I had a tooth pulled. And I remember I was at my mom's house. And for some reason, I was sleeping in her bed. She was in the other bedroom. And I'm terrified. And my face is swollen. And I'm watching this. And it really scared me. Not many movies really scare me. That one scared me because it was so good. And I would not sleep in that room. I would go to the Stanley Hotel, but I would never, ever, ever sleep in that room.
You cannot go all the way to the Stanley Hotel and not sleep in that room.
You want to bet? Yes, I can. Yeah.
Or at least take, if nobody's renting it, at least take a peek.
Yes, I guess I would take a peek. But yes, I would take a peek. Do you? So, and another thing, this is horror, but this is something because, you know, I love scary movies. Mm-hmm. Stephen King tour. I love Maine. Mm-hmm. I would love to go on that. That sounds so much fun. Oh, my goodness.
What I love about that tour is the fact that, you know, Stephen King is actually very down to earth.
Yes, he is. I love him.
You know. He is. He when it, as a fellow writer, like I don't do fiction like he does, mm-hmm. but he really has a lot of respect for writers. And I love the fact that he has a lot of respect for his fans, because not only on this tour do you get to see different places that he was inspired to write certain books or wrote them in, you know, while sitting in a certain place, but you also get to see where he lives. Like, you get to actually drive up and see his actual home right now. And the fact that somebody allows the fans to do that, I think, says a lot to him about him.
A lot.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, I love stuff like that, you know, and I mean, it's like I said, the horror stuff isn't my thing, but you're not really going to get horror on this tour. Yeah. You're going to get just kind of learning a little bit more about what inspired one of the greatest horror writers ever.
Yes. And that would be great to me, because I don't want to go horror. I like to watch horror movies, but I don't want to walk into horror. Like, no horror. Please, horror, leave me alone. Let me watch you on TV. The Gone with the Wind Museum, that sounds fun. I think that's, of course, in Atlanta. I think mm-hmm. that sounds like a real fun trip. I wondered when I read about that. It has nothing to do with it, and probably it's not there, but I was wondering if the Carol Burnett drape dress was there, because that should be there, too. It's hysterical. Remember in Carol Burnett... She plays Charlotte or Miss Scarlet, I don't know it. And mm-hmm. they needed a dress, and she's so poor, they make one from the drapes. And then...
I remember that. Yes. It's one of the funniest moments in her show ever.
It was
ever.
Hysterical. So I doubt they put it in there, but it would have been a very funny thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's there, but and I'm trying to remember where it is, but I believe whether it's the Smithsonian or even the Hollywood Museum that you were talking about, I believe it's in one of those. But, you know, and it's really funny that you mentioned Carol Burnett, because one of the things that I really wish that I could be including here are museums, even though I know, you know, she's obviously still alive, but there are some legends out there that I wish had museums, and Carol Burnett was one of them.
Oh my goodness, it's incredible. Funny. I was a little kid, I wouldn't get half the jokes, but I loved it. And her spoof of the old movies, remember Sunset Boulevard and all those things. She was amazing. What an actress.
She was. And she is, I should say. And yeah. I would just love to see a lot of the memorabilia from her shows, and that would be awesome to just have as a museum as a whole. And then I had a chance. I'm actually friends on Facebook with Gene Kelly's widow.
Ooh.
And I approached her because I thought there has to be a Gene Kelly museum, and there isn't. And she said that she's working on a tour of certain things that they're going to take around the country to show you, like, you know, his shoes, his suits, his, you know, some of his memorabilia, but there's no one museum yet. And I was so disappointed, because I thought back to all my favorites and people I wanted to put in the book, and I couldn't find museums for, and he was one of them. And I really hope that one day we have a Gene Kelly museum.
I think there will be, because he certainly – is there a Fred Astaire one?
No. There's no Gene Kelly, no Fred Astaire. You know, it's – and even sometimes what I came across was that there would either be a start of a museum for mm-hmm. somebody, and then it just, you know, didn't have a lot of backing and – but I find that it takes a lot of money to run these museums. So I think a lot of people find that taking the stuff on tour and then putting it away for a while is more financially lucrative for them than starting a museum.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, some places, some people, I mean, I was surprised to actually find that did have something like Johnny Carson. You could go see his old boyhood home, you know? And I was surprised at that, because I was thinking that still is doing well and still exists. And he's not really somebody you continue to talk about unless you're watching the old infomercials about his show, you know? But that's still going strong. So I was surprised that there was a museum for him. So it's a mix. I mean, some I'd still like to see, and you know, hopefully one day we will have more of these popping up.
I hope so. There's one I would love to see. So Clark Gable was born in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And so there is a tour you can take that, or there is, I guess, just the number of his house, Clark Gable's childhood home. I would love to see that. I would very much like to see that.
Especially since you just mentioned Gone with the Wind, you know, I mean, you should do a full tour, like go down to Atlanta to go to the, go see everything Gone with the Wind, and then make sure that you go out to Ohio to see the Clark Gable's childhood home. And then you've kind of run the, you know.
Yeah, I'd have to go to something with Carol Lombard because I love her.
I didn't find anything on her either.
That's a shame because she was,
you know,
so
but
good.
I believe the Gone with the Wind Museum has some of her memorabilia as part of the exhibit. And just, I want everybody to know too, like keep in mind that a lot of these exhibits and museums will change things. So you might get the basic information in my book, but the specifics as to what you might actually see can change over time as they get new things in and let some things go.
There are a lot of museums. There's, one thing that's cool, To Kill a Mockingbird courtroom. I'd love to see that. That it's an.
Could you imagine going in and going to that particular spot? And I mean, that's such an iconic movie. I don't think there's anybody who hasn't seen it or at least even read the book in school.
Yeah,
you know?
It's amazing.
To bring that to life, I mean, that's the whole part of loving what I did is you kind of get to bring everything you've watched or read about to life. And you're standing in that very courtroom where they filmed, and that it will literally give you chills to stand there in that court. I guarantee.
Yeah. When you read her book, you know, she does give us great descriptions, and it's like, yeah, I want to go. The bad part is I hate to travel. But I want to go. I do hate to travel. But I like to go places. I just don't like to travel. But that's true.
Well, you know, you got to find out what you like that's fun about it. And that's why I have kind of narrowed this down, because there are some things about travel that just aren't for me anymore.
Yeah.
This stuff is just so exciting to me that it's kind of my highlight to travel. I mean, yes, I'll go sit on a beach for a little while, but I get bored.
I
it's
do
like
too.
I want to do something.
And I sweat. And I start
exactly.
to smell. You know, it's no fun. I don't want to sweat and smell. Yuck.
Well, you know, hopefully once you start doing one of these things, it'll inspire you to do the next thing.
I think it will, because I've been in places, you know, LA included, that I haven't been. But I'm looking at people who have museums, and this one makes sense because he was so popular, the Andy Griffith Museum.
They also have a festival. Every year they have a parade and a festival, and you can go there, and it's very, very popular.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, even the Lucy one, I don't know if you've made reservations and stuff, but the Lucy one and the Andy Griffith one are so popular that I would tell people, make sure that you check these out early and keep them on your radar like months in advance, because Lucy sells out, or the whole area sells out. It's a small town, so you're going to run out of like hotel rooms to stay in. And same with the Andy Griffith one. And they're very, very popular. And you get people from all walks of life who, like, you know, love being in this, you know, Mayberry kind of town and get to see the museum and be part of the parade. So you got to leave yourself plenty of time to make reservations and make your plans on these smaller towns. It's not like New York City, you know, you're going to just find a hotel room just because, you know, so you got to plan ahead.
Yeah. It's, you know, people don't get, I think Don Knotts has a museum as well, right?
He does. And I love Don Knotts.
So do I.
Talk about like absolute goofy fun. And I mean, you don't really find a lot of actors like him today. I mean, he had that real goofiness, that lovability about him.
That look, those eyes, those lips.
Yeah. You know, and I just did, I recap shows for a website and talk about movies that maybe you haven't seen, but you should. And I talked about when Don Knotts and Tim Conway got together for the movies like Gus and the Apple Dumpling Gang. And you cannot find that today. The two of them, even playing villains, were hilarious. And yeah. I love Don Knotts and definitely support that museum because I never want to see these museums go out of, you know, like put a we're closing sign up, you know.
You have to give me where you do those recaps or reviews for so I can tell the people that as well, because I think that's going to be great.
Well, I write for Netflix Life.
Ooh, good.
And yeah, nice. And it's a lot of fun. It's again, it still kind of combines, you know, the stuff that I love to mm-hmm. do. So right now we just started a classic films weekly, and it's not up yet. I'm actually doing my mm-hmm. first one right now. So we're going to be telling people what classic films they should go back and watch on Netflix each week, because you don't really think of Netflix as classic films. You think yeah. of them more as like their originals, the movies, the TV shows. So we want to remind people that you can actually
That's
go and
so
find
great.
Awesome films. Yeah. One of them that I'm going to be talking about is African Queen, which is also in my book, because you can take a ride on the original African Queen.
My friend went on that tour dad, because they both love Humphrey Bogart. This is the Humphrey Bogart Film Festival, right?
They're two separate things. You can do the tour without the film festival. So you can, you know, the film festival is only held once a year. But the tour and the boat ride is year round. So, you know, if you're not there for the festival, you can still take a ride on the African Queen, yeah. which is super cool.
My friend did that. He said it was wonderful. So, yes. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, you know, just check out the Netflix Life. We'll be starting that this weekend.
I can't wait to read that.
You know, and yeah.
What's your first movie you're going to talk about?
I'm actually going to talk about African Queen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Where's my brain?
No, that's okay. They don't have a lot. They just recently took off like Breakfast at Tiffany's on Netflix Life. Mm-hmm. They recently got rid of some of the other classic films. So they don't have as many as they used to, but they change their content regularly. So there'll be more that'll be uploaded. But for right now, I'm starting on African Queen. So yeah, it'll be fun.
So congrats. That's a great gig. You know what? I am so sad they took Leave It to Beaver off the air. That they had it on Netflix for years. And that show, they cracked me up. They were such good little kid actors. And it was just mm-hmm. so funny. And like, bring them back, people. Bring them back. But I guess their contract ran up on them. Also, I heard about this, but you reminded me in your book, the Ava Gardner Museum. What's that? Mm-hmm. Is that just like is it like a house with Ava stuff?
It's, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't been to that one yet. That was one of the ones that I found in my research. Mm-hmm. But you know, they're also coming. Weirdly, they're also coming on my podcast in just a few weeks too. But they have a whole bunch of memorabilia from her movie days and her, you know, growing up. And I believe it is in her house. And I'm going to be honest with you. For some reason, I'm blanking out on that one. But, you know, she's another legend that, again, I'm really happy that they have a museum for her. And I'm surprised. I was really surprised.
I was surprised because there's, you know, she was a big star, but she wasn't like a big, 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 super, super duper star. Boy, she was beautiful, though. And she did some good movies. She really did. And she was just a little girl from the South who came there and married Mickey Rooney. Go figure.
Exactly.
You could see them together, but, you know, whatever.
Well, we're lucky, though, because actually an old friend of hers had saved a lot of her stuff. And he was the reason behind the museum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's part of the thing about collectors now too, is a lot of people are buying these things at Comic-Cons and yes. conventions. And, you know, you're kind of hoping that one day they'll land in a place like this. And it was great to see that, you know, somebody took all of her stuff and put it on display for others to enjoy.
Yeah, TCM does that. They have those auctions for all sorts of people and clothing. And it's really cool. I wish I could go to one. But, oh, you can do it online as well. But I don't know. You know where I want to go? Judy Garland Museum.
I love Judy Garland, and I mean, who didn't love even the Wizard of Oz? Not only do you have the Judy Garland Museum, but if you really want to take this to a whole different level, check out the museum, get a feel for, you know, who she was and her background, and then go to the Land of Oz in North Carolina.
I want to go there. That sounds like so much fun.
I mean, who didn't grow up with The Wizard of Oz? I can't even count how many times I've watched it.
Me
and
either.
To be able to say, you know, oh, I always wanted to walk down the yellow brick road.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, and you can actually go and walk down the yellow brick road. But the only catch is that they're only open for certain events through the year. They're not open on a regular basis. So you have to go to either their autumn event that they hold every year. Mm-hmm. And then I know that they hold another event, but they're not like a, gee, we're traveling, we're in the area, let's stop by and check this place out. But I know that there were two Land of Oz's at one point. One of them has since closed. And then this one went kind of through its trials and tribulations, but it's now this family-owned property. And yeah, I mean, to be able to go to the Judy Garland, get the history of it, and then have that. But I mean, she wasn't just known for The Wizard of Oz, but that's obviously one of her most iconic roles.
She was amazing. And it was supposed mm-hmm. to, I guess, wasn't she supposed to be 12, but they loved her so much that they made her the person. But I'm reading, I love Johnny Cash. Don't ask me why. Oh, yes, ask me why. I'm asking myself why, and I'll tell you why. Johnny Cash, I always laugh like, ha-ha, Johnny Cash, Man in Black, Boofhead, whatever, you know? And then when I moved mm-hmm. to New York as a kid, I was at this restaurant, and in walks this imposing guy. He's really tall. He's wearing a black cloak. He's wearing black pants and black shoes and black hair. And it was Johnny Cash. And June was with him. I have been in New York for a long time, and I have met many, many famous people. He radiated charisma like you would not believe. And I was like 21, like, Johnny Cash, Johnny Smash, you know, who cares? Never have I ever, I still remember to this day, my heart going pitter-patter for Johnny Cash. So I would love to go, to his museum.
Okay, so you have to stop this I don't travel stuff, because you've mentioned about 20 different places that you want to see out of this book.
I know. There are so many places I want to see. I want to go. You have, you know, they have so many tours. You know, they have that morbid tour. Then they you have listed the cemeteries, and other things like that. There's so much great stuff in this book that you want to do. And, you know, it's still summer. Some of you guys, you guys should get this book and say, okay, I'm going here. So what's there? And let me check it out. Or if you don't know where you want to go yet, go, hey, I want to go here. Why not? I think that would be fabulous. And
that's why I'm glad it's a small book, because you can just throw it into your little carry-on and just take it with you.
And there are so many wonderful places. I couldn't list them all for you, but that's what the book's for. And you will really enjoy it. Did you go to Bedrock? Twist. Way out.
The Bedrock. Are you talking about the Fred Flintstone place?
Yes.
In Arizona? Yes. Funny story. So here's a funny story for you. So we were actually, this was way before I had even started writing this book. Mm-hmm. We were on our way to the Grand Canyon, and I'm driving, and my husband's asleep next to me as I'm driving. And I did not know I was about to hit the Bedrock, the Flintstones campground on the left. And all of a sudden, like, I'm driving and I literally swerved the car so I wouldn't miss the exit to get over there and get in there. And he wakes up and he's like, what happened? I said, look at where we are. We're at Bedrock. And like a little kid, I jumped out of the car. It was $5 admission at the time to go in. And it's not like they call it, I do have to say, they call it a theme park. Please, it is not a theme park. It's a cute little campground that has some things from the TV show that kind of make it come alive for you. And you can go in, see, you know, the homes that they lived in. They kind of remade those and take pictures with Barney and Fred. But another cartoon that I grew up with, and I felt like I was 8 years old again, running around the back, taking as many pictures as I could. And the best part of it all is they had recreated the dinosaur that Fred slides down the back of in the beginning of the movie, a TV show, and you can climb to the top and slide down the tail as well. And that, I mean, again, it's like you're always like, oh, that looks so like so much fun. Well, here I am, a grown woman sliding down the back of a dinosaur.
I would have slid down it as well. You better believe it. I would have. What I love, though, about you is that you remembered way up, because that's where the fun is, way up. And I had to laugh at that one. That was a riot. That was so funny. Okay, so I think we did pretty good here. What do you think? Anything else you want to tell us about? Okay, so why don't you tell everybody? I'll link them up, but why don't you tell everybody the most your websites, your podcast? I will link every one of them for everybody so you can get there. Get her book.
Well, I appreciate that. The book can be found at any of the big bookstores or on the web, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. There's a couple of autographed copies that you can actually order by mail at a bookstore by my house called Oblong Books, and they're in Rhinebeck, New York. So you can check them out if you want an autographed copy. And then my podcast is called Real Travels, and it's R-E-E-L. And it's on Blog Talk Radio. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/realtravels, you'll find me. And then my website is thevirgintraveler.com. And finally, I just ask people to follow me on Twitter, which is @virgintraveler. And they can keep up with everything I'm doing there.
And your book, tell us again.
My book is called On Location, A Film and TV Lover's Travel Guide. It is USA-based only right now, and my goal is to now get an international version coming out next.
But it's fabulous, you guys. There, you know, it's, you know, she tells every state what's what. And, you know, like I said, it's still vacation time. It's only the beginning, sort of July. And if you didn't have plans, or maybe you're going to be around those neck of the woods, I would suggest you get her book, Lisa Iannucci, and you will enjoy it. And, you know, go down that bedrock thing. Go sleep in that scary hotel room. I dare you.
It's a blast. It's a blast. Yes. Trust me. So, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lisa. We've been trying to get us together, and we finally did. And what a pleasure it's been. And if you want to come up when you have another book, whatever, please let me know. And what about, where will they find you on Netflix?
If you just go to Netflix, it's actually netflixlife.com, and you put in my name, my articles should pop up. So
perfect.
If they don't, put in Queer Eye, because I just finished recapping Queer Eye on Netflix, and my articles will come up there, and then you can just click on my name.
Terrific. So thank you so much, Lisa. You were great. And everybody,
thank
really
you.
Get the book, because we all love these. These are memories from our childhood. Great classic movie places to go, classic TV, and even, you know, more up-to-date stuff, whatever you like. There's something for you. Great book, Lisa. And you were...
Thank you.
I loved having you on. You were fabulous. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'd love to do this again down the road. I'm going to have to go out and write another book now.
Okay. Well, you can come on and talk about your podcast and give us some reviews from Netflix Life. So that
awesome.
Would be good. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for listening. And great guests are coming up, like Lisa. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everybody.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been. seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Just can't wait to-